And we back. Got my guy Gabe.
Yes, sir.
Got my guy Gabe Williams on the show today, man. He's ecstatic to be here. He just said it, man. His first podcast, sit down podcast. You know, I mean, I'm excited to have him, man, here on the Save and Such platform. Yeah, man, let's jump into it. Tell the people who you are, where you from, what you do, man.
My name is Gabe Williams. Mm-hmm. I'm from PG County, Maryland, and I play football.
There you go.
There we go.
Gabe, tell them where you committed to, where you about to go to school in a couple weeks.
I go to school. I'm going to school to Virginia Tech, at Virginia Tech.
Okay. I love it, man. Virginia Tech signee.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Student athlete. You know what I'm saying? So all of that, man. So we definitely praying on you and your next transition, your next journey, you know what I mean, with Virginia Tech. Yes, let's go ahead and jump on into it, man. God, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the centerpiece of this whole thing.
Sure.
That's why we do what we do here. That's we love what, you know what I mean, what we do. We love the conversations. Me and you was having, you know what I mean, conversation off screen. Just about how you were saying, like, man, it's so like unique and special that your podcast is centered around God. You know what I mean? Yes. Because a lot of podcasts where it's podcast, you know what I mean? Like you said, it's different. You know what I'm saying? So what was it like growing up with you and your household and your family and God being a centerpiece?
So basically, I grew up in a very religious household. Mm-hmm. My mom, I was raised in the church. I was altar server, usher. Oh. I even played the drums at church. So my mom raised me Catholic and my dad was Christian. So I was always in church. They call me church boy. So I was always doing everything in church. So I feel like that's really where I got my everything from. You know, God is everything. So I really had that strong root, the Christian root, you know. And that just carried me to where I am now. So everything I do and everything I get is because of God, you know.
Gotcha. So you serving in your church, you being an usher, the drummer.
Still to this day.
Still to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What's some things that, like, you learn along your journey doing that?
Like, just to be useful, you know, let God use you. You know, a lot of people try to, like, block off their blessings and stuff like that. But I feel like just me being who I am and having, playing football, and a lot of people know me and stuff like that. They don't know that I serve in church. So I feel like me serving in church and me doing things outside of church in God's light makes them want to do more things to help the community and help serve, you know, and bring them closer to God. Because I tell my friends, come to church with me, you know. You know, church is church at the end of the day, regardless of your religion. I just want you to be doing something, you know, strengthening your bond with God.
Got you, man. Got you. So what are some things after spending time with God, like in your personal journey, your personal walk, that like he shared, that you feel like you've learned after spending time with God?
He's always there for you, man. And one thing I learned is that God could talk to you through other people. So I never stopped listening. For me, it was very different because you know how like when I grew up in church, I grew up like I was like forced to go for my mom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So me, I would just sit in church, not listen to nothing being said. You know, like any other thing, you know, you just be there. That's how I was. I was just there. But then, you know, you just had to like find it on your own, you know? So I found that through my recruiting process of going through high school, because high school is a very tough, like, for everybody, and then throw recruiting on top of that.
Right.
And life, this is like a 40-year decision, what you're doing, like your whole future. So I feel like that's where I really found God, you know, praying and really asking him for his guidance.
Got you, man. So what was there anything like, any situation or any events that made you kind of, in a sense, like say, like, okay, mama, I see why you was bringing me and I wasn't listening, but like, I have to listen now. Is there anything that like happened where it's like you kind of surrendered to God in a sense?
Let me see. This past year, a couple months ago, I had an injury where I passed out on a football field.
Wow.
So I had to be rushed to the hospital and, you know, just not knowing what was wrong and, you know, you had to play. You know, just not knowing what was wrong and not knowing if you could play what you love. I put, like, my all into this sport, you know. Just not knowing, that just, like, made me, like, really settle down and really, like, pray and really find God on my own, you know. So that instance right there, but you know, I have other instances, just small trials and stuff like that. But that was probably my biggest one by far.
Wow, that was actually crazy to see because I when I was in school, man, you know, running the conditioning test. I actually had a teammate. He was a freshman. Passed out in the field as well. You know what I'm saying? But he died right there basically out in the
field.
Yeah, he died basically out there in the field, man. So for you to, you know what I mean, survive that, you know what I mean, and still be here talking to us today is actually, you know what I mean, an amazing testimony, because it could have went the other way. Everybody don't come out of that. You know what I'm saying? So, and I know when that happened, man, it definitely messed with me, messed with the whole team. It was just crazy to see. Something I'll never forget, man, just watching somebody. You know, I never seen somebody lose their life on a football field, you know, and that was our place of, like, you know, safety. That was our place of, you know what I mean, letting our emotions out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for you to be here, man, that's actually nothing but the grace of God, man. So going into it, your football journey, your football walk, man, talk to us about the recruiting process and how you narrowed your schools down and how you ultimately came to the decision for Virginia Tech.
So for football, it was kind of like me. Like me, I was not a late, I was a late bloomer, but like during youth ball and stuff like that, I was good, but I wasn't great. You know, I was just, whenever it's football season, let's go get the pads and let's go play. I wasn't like a January, I'm out here working out in the gym. I was just, you know what I mean?
I was just
a youngin. Like, I played football, playing video games, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But for like ninth grade year really clicked, because I was seeing everybody else get offers and stuff like that. So damn, I could do that.
Man. Right.
I grew like 3 inches. So that's when I was like, it's time to lock in. So that's when COVID. So COVID, my pops, he was at home not working. My little brother just went out to the field every day, doing push-ups every day. And it was kind of like, it's, you know, like you just got to find yourself and find what you want to do. So I feel like I found my passion. And then ever since that, I just was working hard. And then I got my first offer at the end of my freshman year.
Yeah.
Then next year, come around sophomore year, I'm playing varsity.
Mm-hmm.
Starting on varsity, get 15 more offers. Junior year come, senior year come, and I just ultimately end up with like 48 offers, something like that. But the narrowing down process is a lot.
Like, yeah.
Not knowing where you want to go, judging the real from the fake, you know, seeing what fits you best, not just looking at the names of the colleges and stuff like that. That's what a lot of people don't see. So this is the hard part. But, you know, like I said, you just got to pray. You got to see the real for the fake, see if you like the school, where you want to be at in future, network and stuff like that. That's a lot of things that go behind the scenes. You know, you play football, so you know what goes into it. And plus the work, like the work, no matter, you can be having a mental tough day and stuff like that, no matter, you still got to go to work. You still got to get the grind, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's just the hard part about football. But then ultimately, I narrowed stuff down. That was probably like the worst couple months of my life. And then you just pick your school pretty much. Yeah. And then now you just you work more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. One thing you said, from the real, from the fake, and it just like kind of hit my spirit as far as like the people that you hang around, your friends. You know what I'm saying? What's that circle like, and how did you choose the people to still hang with through your journey?
So let me tell you this. So growing up, I played for a boys and girls club.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a lot of ballers,
right?
You know, so they stayed on track and they D1, they doing all the stuff like that. So I had that friend group, you know, like those, I grew up with them. So those are my friends too, you know, but also I went to a different school than them. So it's kind of like, you got this friend group and then you got this friend group, you know, this friend group always going to be together, you know? So we're always going to be there for each other and like lead each other. Cause I was working out with them and stuff like that. But also you got to like experience other people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I had different friend groups. And through the years, like, you know, real fake and stuff like that, friends come around. But ultimately, it's what do you want to do? You know, if they're out here doing stuff that you have no business doing, you just going to turn into what they're doing, you know? So I really just looked at the bigger picture and said, I want to be great, you know what I'm saying? I want to be somebody people look up to. I want to be a figure, you know, not only for football, but for God, you know what I mean? I want God to use me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm on this podcast, you know, just a random, I don't even know what day it was. I just randomly got a text saying, check your DMs. So it's like really just the way God works, you know? But yeah, and I also have my family, like my brothers. I got three brothers, you know, so I was really with them all the time, you know, playing games and them.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really none of that for me, you know?
Yeah. Staying out of trouble. I know PG County, you know, we have, y'all have a long, long list of people that have made it out, people that have been successful. And I mean, how do you feel like you separated yourself for your era of athletes to come out?
How do I think I separated myself? That's a good question. How do I think I separated myself? I'm just different. I feel like I present myself as more than an athlete. I feel like I play football. That's not who I am.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I think a lot of people get lost in the fact that just straight football, football, football. All you want to talk about football. Mm-hmm. Like me and you just had a whole conversation about God and our upbringing and stuff like that. Right. So I feel like me presenting myself as more than football separates me, you know?
Yeah.
And God's using me through football. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm good at football, but I'm more than football.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, a lot of people get lost in all that. I know, you know I mean, like a lot of people who used to play ball, you mm-hmm. know what I mean, I don't. And like when it ended,
they don't have their identity.
They don't really know who they are. They don't know what they like. They don't know what they don't like. So like they was kind of like lost in a sense, like panicking. You know what I mean? They never really worked their job either. So they don't even know like what they can do. You know what I'm saying? So for God to like, you know what I mean, be using you at that level, but also you understanding who I am, your identity in Christ is also, you know what I mean, a beautiful thing, man. And you know what I mean, let's just see how things play out. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know who you are.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? You know who you serve. So that's definitely, you know I mean, something beautiful, man. So you keep talking about this greatness thing. Keep talking about, I want to be great. I want to be great. Everybody say that, though. What's the mindset? What's the mindset, though? You know I mean, to be great?
You got the good questions, man.
I've been up here for a few years.
I just feel like I feel like I am great already. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like greatness is within you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when you carry yourself with greatness,
mm-hmm.
it just presents itself to the world, you know, through you. So like I say, like the greatness is not really a level, I should say. It's just more of like a feeling, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like I want to be great in just everything I do. Like I want to give my all in everything I do. You know, this podcast right now, I'm giving my all in this podcast, you know, because it could really touch somebody.
Right.
The phone. So I feel like being great is I don't know. No, I really don't know. But I just feel like being great is just something everybody should want to do.
Right.
You should be want to be great in everything you do. Be great on the football field. Be great in the classroom.
Yeah.
Be great at everything you have passion for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I think about greatness and what I mean when I say greatness.
Yeah, man. Greatness is something that's not easy. You know what I mean? Like you said.
Nah, it's not. It got them tough days.
Yeah.
You know, them days you just got to grind out, man. I'm telling you. I had one of them days today.
Today?
Yeah, one of them days today, man. 5 a.m. workout.
Mm.
And then hour drive back home.
Yeah.
Then I'm asleep.
Yeah.
I forgot I got the podcast at 12. Yeah. Bro, I had to get up. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, man. It just got to be great, mm-hmm. you know?
And that's what we was talking about that too, man, a little bit. Before we got started, people don't know like the preparation that goes into, you know what I mean, being an athlete in general, but definitely being an athlete at a high level. You know what I mean? The things that you have to put your body through and how mentally tough you have to be, you know what I mean, to keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's a lot.
It's a lot, but at the same time, I don't feel like it. It is because I love it.
Yeah.
I love what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know, the game days, you know, you play football.
Right.
I play football. The game days, it's like a big meal. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're starving all day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the game is just like the big feast day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like when everything pays off. So I feel like the hour or two, your body hurts. You know, it's worth it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say it's hard, but I feel like everybody struggles. Like even day, every day you go to work, like you're always going to have a tough time, you know, getting up and stuff like that. But once you do it, it's like, you know?
Yeah.
And if you love what you're doing, you know, that's why they say don't chase the money, chase what you love, you know? Because if you love what you're doing, you're going to wake up better, you know?
Right.
And not be miserable.
There's a lot of miserable people out there too, man.
Now, there is, because they just get lost in the money and statures of that we hold ourselves to, I guess.
Yeah.
Social media and stuff like that. Like,
right.
It could be a very bad, evil place.
Yeah, man. Definitely feel you on that. Speaking of money and stature and things like that, you being saved, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you having that standard of Christ in your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know at the next level now we got things like the NIL deals and a bunch of money being thrown and offered and things like that. What's going to be the process and you and how you choose things to represent that go with your name?
Can you repeat that? How?
So like when it comes to NIL deals,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some companies might want you to do things that, you know what I mean, don't really fit your character.
Yeah, align with you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So like, how's that going
to
go with you?
Yeah, that just goes back to your morals and what aligns with your faith or mm-hmm. something's that comes in and just doesn't align with what I want to do and yeah. how I want to present myself. You got to say no. Yeah. I don't care how much money you throw at me, you know? I feel like that's not important.
You right. know what I mean? Because I know a lot of people, you know, I mean, we out here, there's a lot of foolishness going on. It's called spade to spade. A lot of foolishness going on. People doing anything for money, anything to be famous, anything to be seen, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, our souls is on the line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The kingdom of heaven is at stake. So, you know what I mean? It's just all about, like you said, going back to.
Yeah, stay true to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't change for no money, no nothing, no fame, no anything.
Yeah.
But like, just be you and you're going to be good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So what's your advice to those who are an athlete like you and just, like you said, having them tough moments, having them tough days, but don't really know Christ? Like, what would be your pitch to them to make them to come to Christ?
See, okay. So the way I feel like is I could bring you to Christ, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like they say, you know how they say that I could bring you to the food, I could bring you to the table, you know, but it's up to you if you want to eat, you mm-hmm. know? So basically, like, I'm sure a lot of people know who God is, you know? They just got to be willing to let God in and let God, you know, guide them.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like my advice to them was to be just, like I said, listen, like, a lot of people want to talk a lot but don't want to listen, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you listen to what people are saying, it would just make you or help you find Christ, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just through the words they say, like me, I'm getting a lot of wisdom from both y'all hearing y'all talk, you know, about what y'all went through and stuff like that. And it's opening my eyes, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? It's God through you, you know? So I feel like if you listen, always stay humble and just everything you do, you know, mm-hmm. just know you're doing it for God, you know?
Yeah.
And God is allowing you to do what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't think that way, but
yeah.
I do.
Yeah. And definitely, man, my advice to you, man, I know, you know what I mean, like you were saying about wisdom and things like that. Like, college is fun, you know what I mean? Enjoy it, you know yeah. what I'm saying? But don't get distracted, you know what I'm saying? Don't lose sight of why you're there. Don't lose sight of who you are, you know what I'm saying? Because I've definitely seen some people who lost who they was. Lost, you know what I mean? Had scholarships taken from them, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Kind of lost where they was on the depth chart because they letting things like, you know what I mean, females get to them, allowing... Just nonsense, man. Things that happen in, like yeah. you said, like a lot of distractions and things like that, man. So, I mean, definitely stay true to who you are. Stay rooted in Christ, man. And he'll blow your mind in the process.
Definitely. I feel like that's just, everything is a blessing. You know, mm. everything can be taken away like that. So I always learn that. So I always learn how to be humble and move about things certain ways.
Mm.
So that's one thing my mama taught me. It's like, it could all be taken away in a second.
Yeah.
And I really believe that because I saw it happen.
Right.
You know, you never really see things until you like see it happen. You know, you can hear things, but when you see it happen, it's like, dang, she wasn't lying.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of people, sport, get taken away from them just because of some foolish stuff, you know,
right.
like you said. So I just feel like just stay humble, stay of course, you know, stay prayed up and everything will be good.
Mm. I know you know what I mean, you mentioned like your parents and things like that a lot. Who were some people that like you could honestly say like helped you up to this point? Like some great mentors, some great people to get advice and wisdom from?
I don't know if you went to St. Francis, so you know Coach Justin.
Okay.
Coach Justin.
I never met anybody, but I know of him. Y'all know you talking about him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Tony, just pretty much all my coaches. I feel like they were like every coach, every male figure that was older coach and mentored me, like they all helped me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all like kept me, of course. You know,
mm-hmm.
of course, like you're gonna have your slip ups and you doing some dumb stuff, you know what I'm saying? But they always gonna come back and be like, hey, like, you got bigger dreams and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So I feel like every coach I had played a role in that, you know. And they don't get enough appreciation.
Right.
They out here saving lives, for real. Mm. I've seen it happen.
Yeah. That's actually, man, so funny you said that. Because I coach up at Calvin Hall.
You coach up at
So I forgot to tell you that.
You ain't tell me that one. You left that one out.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that. I coach JV.
Okay.
JV D coordinator, man.
Uh-huh.
And I just,
you ain't tell me that one.
So I just know, man, like you said, like, it's about saving lives. Like, I found my purpose in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really find, like, I love the game of football, of course. And, like, when I got done playing, I didn't really think I was going to have the same love for it.
But you didn't
I feel like I got even more love, you know what
for
I mean?
Real?
Like, coaching, you know what I mean? Like them kids, man, uh-huh. and them youngins. Like you said, like, I just know, like it's lives that's being saved, you know what I mean? Because a lot of the kids don't have father figures, don't have big brothers.
So to you, it's not just about football.
Nah.
It's really just, like, that's what I'm saying. These coaches don't be making a lot of money. They just do it because they love it.
Mm-hmm.
They love the kids.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's, like, them right there really save lives. You know,
yeah.
Their teachers, their mentors, they like, I could imagine a world without the coaches. You
right.
know? So, yeah. Like,
yeah, man. So it's a beautiful process. We about to get up out of here, man. Last question. Last question. What's the legacy you want to leave behind?
Legacy. You got some good questions. Next time I need like a slip of questions before we do it. What's a legacy I wanna leave behind, man? I don't know. A legacy. I just want people to know, of course, know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I did in my time here.
Mm-hmm.
You know. A legacy, it's not much too. I just want to make the world a better place at the same time. So
there
I feel like
go.
That's a good enough legacy for me, you know, knowing that I made change. You know what I'm saying? Like you coaching at Calvert Hall, knowing that you changed some lives and helped people achieve their dreams.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. So I could see myself being a coach and helping kids get into school and stuff like that. And that's legacy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People, when people say your name and be like, oh, Gabe, like that was a good guy. Like, you know what I mean? That's legacy right there, you know? So I feel like not the money and stuff like that, just word of mouth and people knowing what you stand by. I feel like that's legacy right there.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. This has been
what about you? It's your turn. Yeah,
my
what
legacy?
About you? What's your legacy?
Legacy I want to leave behind, man, is someone who served God to the fullest, somebody who was bold in their walk with God, and somebody who...
You didn't talk about that. Bold.
Boldness.
A lot of people that I know aren't bold in their walk with God.
Mm.
It's not, I don't know if they're ashamed of it. Well, I don't know if they're ashamed of it, but I don't know, like, they just don't speak up, you know?
Yeah.
Scared to pray in public, scared to do certain things. But I seen them go to church, you know?
Right.
I seen them. I, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I just
yeah.
never really understood that. And I still don't really understand that. But were you always bold in your faith?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't even lie to you. I just got bold after spending more time with God. After spending, like you said earlier, finding your identity, I just know who I am. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, you feel me? Like, my purpose. I'm walking in my purpose now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just very confident in it. I'm very confident in who's allowing me to meet people like you, who's allowing me to for doors to open for me. You know what I'm saying? So that's all it is. So I'm always giving him the glory and the honor.
Sure, definitely.
Yeah, man. That's it. This has been another great episode of Saved and Such. You can follow us on all streaming platforms at SAVEDNSUCH. Got my guy Gabe, man. We're going to be praying for him and rooting for him at Virginia Tech. Excited to see what God's going to take him and door he's going to open for him, man.
Yes, sir. Let's
yes, sir,
do it.
Man. We appreciate y'all, man, for tuning in. We thank y'all. Like I said, we love y'all.
Y'all stay prayed up, man.